And there goes the bell for the last round in this heavyweight contest. It's been a grueling battle, and the champion, Arthur Frogmore, seems taking this up very badly. Come out, he's a firm Jeremy Binks. He's using it for the kill. The right of the chin over left, and then another right, and over the champion's down. 8, 9, 10, and he's out.
What come over you tonight? I told you to keep away from his right hook.
Oh,
you are an impetuous lad. Can't you let me hit you like that?
Oh, my eye. It feels terrible.
Here, yeah, let's have a look. Oh, yes, that's a nasty one. That's going to look a picture in the morning.
That was an excerpt from Black Beauty. Another of the books we recommend you to read, especially during the next half hour.
Meanwhile, for those who can't read, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our test. Among those taking part are Mr. Gordon Zipchart, Larkspit Podmore and his spinning tape, Dick Green, Hubert Kirkwood, Lady Beatrice Banana Peel.
Oh, I bet you could keep up with her.
So continue. Wagonmaster John Simmons, Duke Islington, and of course Mr. Kenneth Horn, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horn.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Beyond Our Tent, the only show that hasn't been subject to a takeover bid. Well, now, I've had my usual exciting week. On Monday, I went to a draft-blowing contest in Tarzalton. There was one unfortunate incident when one of her contestants blew the wrong way. Ended up with a bit of a pain in his stomach. Tuesday, I popped into my chiropodist to have some of the corn removed from the strip. I think you should have removed that last one, actually. In the evening, I went to a party with my wife, which is rather like going hunting with a game warden, I suppose. However, later that night, when... Yes, look, that would be. However, later that night, when she was asleep, she was suddenly woken up by a noise and thought it was a burglar. And naturally, I told her that a burglar wouldn't make any noise. And for the rest of the week, she's been waking me up every time she hears nothing. On Wednesday, there was a spot of bother for Kensington Ladies' Needlework Kid, when the chap who'd been giving him a lecture was thrown out. I asked him what the trouble was, and he said,
"Well, it's not my fault if they're a bit hard as the others. I was talking about lovemaking."
On Thursday, I'd last got around to buying a full-length mirror. Well, after then, I'd always used a half-length mirror, which really wasn't very satisfactory. I kept going out to run the charity bar. On Friday, I'd promised an arrangement to take my two young nephews, Rufus and Timothy, to the zoo. I knew it was a mistake the moment he arrived.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the Zoological Gardens.
How many?
One and two halves,
yes.
2 hours? That one there looks a bit over age. How old are you, son?
I'm only 11.
11, eh? You look much older than that to me.
Well, can I help it if I worry?
Full price for him. The other one's all right. He looks small enough.
Yes, he's the leper of the two evils.
There you are, sir. How about a nice catalogue? Tells you everything about the animal. It's a sort of who's who. Half a crown.
Oh, let's have one, Uncle Kenneth. Must be a picture of a baboon on the front.
That is the director of the garden.
Come on. Let's go in.
Just a moment, sir. I ought to warn you not to let them two boys stand too near the cages. Some of our animals are highly sensitive.
Well, don't worry, I'll keep an eye on them. Well, now, boys, what shall we do, sir?
Let's go to
the
parrot
house
and
try
a couple of birds.
No, I don't think that.
Come on, Uncle Penny. They know
ever
so many different stories.
Oh, do they? Oh, well, come on, then.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, thank you, madam. In here, is it?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Am I right in assuming you're in charge of the parrot house?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, and what's your name?
You say number 4. How do you do? How do you do?
Very well. Very well, thank you. And do you train these birds?
Oh, yes. like a cup of tea? Call and put the kettle on.
Well, I'm there. I haven't tried.
All right. Yeah. Aren't you 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock?
Yes, that's right, but I wouldn't like it to get around.
Don't worry. I've never received anything.
Well, I'm sure you don't. Now. Oh, yes. Those boys gone. Oh, there they are. Yeah, well, what are you two up to?
Nothing, Victoria. Just teaching this pirate to say it.
All right, come on. There's lots more to see.
Here, Uncle Ken, I found a poor little stray cat wandering about. Come here, pussy.
Oh, good gracious, it's a lion, the most ferocious man-eating creature in the jungle. Boys, take him back this minute.
No, we can't do it.
Here, do you think Mum would mind us taking him home?
Oh, it's like she likes
her. Keeper, come here quickly.
Good morning, sir. After enjoying your visit, sir, we must apologise for the camera not being on view today. He's got the hump.
Yes, well, never mind about that. What about this animal?
Oh, that? Well, that's the Leo Africanus, or African lion, a savage beast, rightly named the King of the Jungle. You'll note that... Hello. What's he doing out of his cage? This is all highly irregular. You stay out, it's Saturday.
You want me to say this? Does the lions are allowed out?
Oh, yes. They have their day off, like the rest of us. Most of them like to pop along to one of them radio shows. Oh, they do like a good laugh. Roll their heads off. Of course, Jim is a bit different. He likes the more meaty type of program more. Something he can get his teeth into.
Yes.
But I mean, you can't just...
Oh, don't worry. He's quite army.
Rufus, what are you reading with your head in the lion's mouth?
I'm looking at
Timothy. Oh, no. Quickly, Keeper, do something.
Step aside. Leave it to me.
Jim, open your mouth a bit wider. Hello. You've been eating cotton. Nothing here. You don't need to get out. Oh, where are you, Timothy?
Up here, Uncle Ken. I've got a smashing view.
Come down from that giraffe at once. Oh, all right, Keeper. Everything's all right.
Good. Well, come along, Jim. Jim, put that lady down. How many times have I told you and not to eat cotton?
Now, boys, I don't want any more shots.
Look, Uncle Ken,
stop the guy. What? Where?
Look, that lady's going down.
Now, come on, a pair of you. Let's go somewhere quiet. In here, the aviary.
Oh, look, Uncle Kenny, there's a nice bird. Here's the Lancastria Passageship.
No, oh, good heavens. Pat Lancaster. Well, Pat, you're the one bird who's singing I really enjoy. Come on, give us a seat.
Thank you.
Story on the spur of the moment.
Yeah, last evening when we come out late.
Rupert! Yeah. All right, now, be quiet, boys. And look. Well, now, children, animals are like us in lots of ways. But although we never hear them, they do talk to each other. And sometimes at night, when the zoo is closed, they all get together to a talk.
Playing our tune. Shall we dance?
No, I don't feel like it.
Bound for the wind. It's no good acting like a bear with a sore head.
I am a bear with a sore head. You see that horrible child this afternoon? He threw a rock cake at me.
I thought he was rather sweet. I could have hugged him.
You're so good eyes.
Come on, forget it. Let's have a dance.
I am not a dancing bear.
Well, put some clothes on then.
Anyway, we can't dance to this. It's a fox.
Well, then let's go over to the buffet. Oh, they've got a wonderful spread.
Oh, look, there's Mr. Elephant. Hello, Jumbo.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Bear. Well, what's good?
They say, Moses. He's had been a joke for about 150 years.
By the way, Jumbo. Did you bring those bunnies you promised us?
No, Father, I forgot.
Well, I thought you elephants never forgot anything.
Yeah, it's true, but then we don't really have much to remember. Tell you the truth, I'm getting a bit paid out of life here. I'm seriously thinking of packing my trunk and moving to Woodside.
But how will you get away, Mr. Elephant?
Oh, I thought I'd just mingle with the crowd and slip out unnoticed.
Never mind,
you
never get through the
turnstiles
anyway. Where's the
family
tonight?
Well, the children are off the other end somewhere playing bookend. My daughter is over there talking to that young Philip Kendrick.
Oh, Philip, you
barely think
I've
left you. Of course I have. I've left much enough. I've left at least 500 pounds.
Thank you. And may I say you're looking very smart tonight, Mr. Penguin?
Well, you like my tail, sir. But of course, a penguin in my position, that's the above the tail.
Okay. Well, Jack or no Jack, I'm not for the box, isn't it?
Oh, calm down, Mr. Hyena. It wasn't your side. Actually, it was one of those peacock stories. Geez, you've got a good tail. Hello there, Mr. Monkey. Enjoying your show? Yes, I'm really keen tonight. Have another drink, Pepper.
Thanks. Well, bottoms up.
Hey, are you trying to make a human being out of me?
I'm sorry, I'm not the sort today. You just tired me, sir.
Yes, have you got some nasty bags under your eyes?
Hello, John.
Oh, Miss Leopard, didn't spot you standing there. You look very sweet, eh?
Thank you. Very like I used to. Please, didn't
you? Yes. Is it what has happened to your sister?
Oh, silly cat. Went and got herself captured.
I'm not surprised. I always said that someday she'd make someone in my house.
I want some little night with her. I like someone with a strong chin. Why don't you slip over to my parents later? I'm sure I would make a perfect
It's more than I dare do. My name has been Mark.
Oh, hello, hello there, you two.
Look out, you two of them.
He's always putting his nose in where he's not wanted. You slip away, I'll wallow on late.
Hello, Henry. Seen anything of Mr. Jack?
No, I'm afraid I haven't, Jumbo. I hope it's all right.
Yes, never mind him. Jack's all right. Excuse me. Excuse me, I'm also with Mr. Stagg. Oh, hello, Stagg.
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Hello, Stagg, how are you?
Oh, I'll be old fool. I'm going to stop in there, Dan.
Oh, why?
Well, look at yourself. They want to see anything else than my own.
Jolly good party, isn't it?
I do like so nice parties. Pretty Stagg, it's all.
Sure. Yes. By the way, how are your aunts?
That's your old dears. Well. The answer, Anthony, I just had some bad news.
Oh. Do tell, I'm all ears.
Well, it's all about their niece and that young robot.
What have they done?
They anti-late. Well, I would like them to be watching out after this time, you know.
No, no, but it's all right. The buffalo and bison have volunteered to do it.
Oh, I see. I'm watching up bison.
I take that.
Oh, you
two,
you're amazing.
Oh, it's the old trot himself. Hello, Mr. Crocodile.
It popped over for the door.
You got a star, haven't you? Yeah, I say, can I ask you something?
Well, what is it?
Are those your own feet?
Of course they are.
You don't smack it up.
Take your partners for the arena tango.
You want to go? Oh, I've come to dance with kangaroo. Dance is not wonderful, but you've been proving by leaps and bounds. What have I done, though? See you later, alligator.
Well, I think I'll turn him now. After all, we've all got a big day tomorrow.
Oh, yes, yes, Frank Elephant Domac. The BBC television people are coming down.
And I must get my beauty sleep, those picture cameras sharp every little wrinkle.
Mm-hmm. Crocodiles are all rather looking forward to it. They promised this a special treat.
Oh, what's that?
They're having David Attenborough for dinner.
Well, so much for those behind bars. Now we turn to some people who are generally bars behind, which is just a rather nice way of introducing my good friend, the Fraser Hayes Four.
Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you factual reports on topics of immediate interest. And tonight, we present a close-up on Hollywood.
Are they a change and a rest? Or does the porter get the change and the hotel the rest? Well, now, everybody should have a summer holiday. There's 2 weeks free from all the worry you have the rest of the year, wondering how on earth you're going to pay for the 2 weeks holiday. First, let's have a word with a few holiday makers. You, sir, where are you going?
Well, I'm going to South Australia. Well, I had a letter from a friend of mine staying there, and it's obviously very hot and dry.
How do you know that?
Well, the envelope is fastened to the paper clip.
I see. Well, now, about you, madam.
Well, we're having a caravan holiday, you see. Find a nice little spot on the downs somewhere and spend our fortnight there.
That's a nice change for you.
No, they're not really. We're gypsies.
And now here's another gentleman. And what is your name, sir?
Stanley Burton, sure.
Oh, yes. Well, now, how do you like to spend your holidays?
Well, I spend most of my summer holidays in the various casinos in such hot spots as Cannes, Nice, Venice, or San Sebastian.
Oh, you gamble, do you?
Yes, I'm afraid so. That's my weakness. It started all because I got mixed up with a sophisticated crowd of international gamblers.
Yes, and they led you astray.
Yes. I must confess that for some time now I've been going around with the wrong set.
Well, I might have guessed, hadn't I? However, for a final word on the subject of holidays, I took a microphone down to the beach of Brighton and had a word with a typical holiday maker. Excuse me, sir, would you mind telling us your name?
What?
And give the old game away. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. Well, now, here's an amazing old character. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. It's a very lovely, lovely afternoon. It's a lovely weather.
Yes, yes, it is. Delightful, delightful. Yes, thank you. Yes, sir, I heard that, yes. Now, I spotted you just now in the sea, jumping around like a two-year-old.
I bet you correct. I was standing.
That's right. Yes, I saw you. Yes. Well, thank you. Yes, I heard that. You must be very keen on swimming to go in.
No.
Yes, no, to go in at your age, I mean, you must have been on swimming, no?
Oh, you're wrong. I hate swimming. And the cold water takes.
I can't understand it at all. Just now you rushed down the beach, leaving all the younger men standing and plunged fearlessly into the sea.
Yes, I was you. Your costume was on fire.
Holidays. Now, what do the British really like to do? Well, one of the things men most enjoy is mucking about in boats. It is true that boats have a fatal fascination for the Britisher, particularly our commentator, Cecil Smith, who is himself enjoying a week's holiday in Scotland. Over to Cecil Smith.
Well, yes, Smith, I've rowed out to the middle of this beautiful stretch of water, and at the moment I'm lying back drinking in the beauty of this magnificent scenery. Sun is shining brilliantly, and yet it's perfectly cool here on the water. I must say, the calm and serenity of the loch is helping to suggest some of the kilometers of vent that I have been asked to cross in the hot season. Yes, it's wonderful to relax at last, knowing that nothing can happen here. Let me describe for you. And it's a special place from Loch Ness returning you to the studio.
Well, now, one of the aspects of going on holiday that none of us relish is the chatting, those hours of indecision and argument before the holiday can begin.
Yeah, Bert, you've got room in your case and your cottage car.
Poor lummy, Ada, what do we have to take that for?
Well, there's no one here to walk to this.
Just leave it outside the front door. If we're going away, it's starting to pour with rain. Well, that's a lot then.
Yeah, wait a minute. What about the kettle?
I've packed it. In fact, I've packed everything.
No, I'm sure we've forgotten something. I know. What about my two top pair dresses?
They're in, Aide. I bung them in the kettle.
Oh, good. Now let's go over everything again to make sure.
Look, Aide. We've been 6 hours packing. We've got 4 big suitcases, a trunk, your hat box,
two plastic old holes and a string bag. And I've had it.
All right, dear. Till it's worth it, dear. After all, we don't often get a day at the sea.
Ah, the magic of the seaside. And funnily enough, one of the most popular attractions at major seaside resorts is the amusement park, where at a reasonable cost, couples can enjoy all the fun of the fair.
Roll up, Colonel. It might look dark and mysterious in there, but there's a lot of thrill and a lot of fun for young and old. Now, Andy, for a nice ride.
Let's have a go on that, Harry.
Oh, no, dear. Oh, you never know what's going to happen to you.
Oh, no, dear. You'll enjoy it.
All right, then. That's a pretty rule. Now I'm going to keep my eyes closed all the time, I think.
Do
you
see?
And you. On you go. And good luck.
What was that?
Ruby Lime, darling. This is all part of the
cup. Oh, God, I'm forgetting when are we going to get out of here?
And finally, let us not forget those who have to work to ensure these carefree holidays for us all. On all our beaches, bathers can rely on the watchful eye of those familiar, sturdy, bronze figures, the lifeguards.
Hello, Roger. Hello, Charles. My word, you're bride. Well, doesn't like a piece of mahogany.
It's this new silicone polish.
Oh, that's cheating. Look at me, it's genuine sunshine.
Yes, Robert, but tight.
Well, I'm standing in front of a Venetian blind.
Still, it's certainly an eye-catching effect, and it goes too well with your short sea bathing dress.
If anyone comments on it.
I think the beach seems pretty quiet now. Come on, Mother. Let's get into a picture.
Good idea. Oh, wait a minute. I've forgotten something.
A fine lifeguard you are. What have you forgotten?
My water wing.
Well, there you are. This is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now. I'm leaving you with another thought from a listener. That a pun is a play on words, is punishment a play on celebration? Good night. You've already been listening to Award of Justice Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show which gave employment to Kenneth Horne and also to Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, Bill Petrie, Patricia Lancaster, the Fraser Hayes Corps, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fenlon. Script, believe it or not, is written, and letters of complaint should be sent to Eric Merriman and Barry Shook. However, the onus must inevitably fall on our producer, Jake Strauss.